Ladies, our Super Mamas social is almost here. Join us and the entire Super Mamas tribe on Saturday, May 12, 2018 at La Plaza de Culturas y Artes in downtown LA.
We will have activities for the entire family, and this year, drinks and food will be included in the ticket prices. So don't forget Mother's Day weekend. Tickets are now on sale at supermamas.eventbrite.com.
We can't wait to see you! Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. And I was jumping on the waves with Krista, and he was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. And we get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Risa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom. Mm-hmm. He knew what kind of mom he wanted, and he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice. We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super Mamas! Hello!
I love doing that.
I have headphones on and Paulina just screamed into my ears.
Baja el volumen.
Hello, Super Mamas. How is everyone doing?
Hope everybody's doing well.
Welcome back to the Super Mamas podcast, hosted by sisters Paulina and Bricia.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone. Paulina, what is up with you? What's motherhood up to? What's a mom of three do in the weekend? What's a mom of three up to?
Oh, my God.
What does mom of three life look like?
It's crazy.
I know.
Didn't you see it yesterday? Yes. And the day before?
Yeah. I did invite you over. I kind of feel bad for you.
No. You know what? Actually, after... And I realized that when there are three of them are together, it's crazy. It's like too much. So after we met... Yeah, we hanged out, all of us together.
We went to Molcajete Dominguero. Shout out.
And then after that, I was like, no, I need to calm them down. So I took them to the little garden at La Plaza. And then we just walked around and we looked at the plants and they calmed down. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and breastfeed the baby. And then once they were like calm, sitting next to me, looking at the plants, I was like, oh, hell no. I'm just taking them home, give them a bath and put them to sleep because now they're like calm.
Calm.
So then that's what I did because I was like, no, I can't. I cannot. And then my husband came and they kind of watched a little bit of a movie and that was it. Like they weren't, but they never run like that for me before until yesterday with those balloons. And that was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to have. I was like, no, you know what? Let me tell you, because it just brings back the memory when Fernando got ran over because he was following a ball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our brother Fernando got run over. So it's like that really freaks me out. And I just like.
No, I know. I think every mom gets freaked out of them running towards any sort of moving vehicle or any moving object. Yeah. So. Yes.
So we had to have that talk yesterday, and I told them, and I said, you know, tío, Nano got... She was like, what? I said, yeah, you know, those things are real, so you cannot do that ever again. She was like, okay, I'm sorry, Mom. So, yeah, that was that. But it's crazy, you know? But what can I do? That's life. That's going to be my life, so I have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Actually, before I met you, we did a...
Before you met me, you were 3 years old.
Before I met you yesterday, I actually did the last Girl Scout cookie booth with the three of them too. You know, and I just have to do it. Like, just
kudos
have to
you. So my son is turning three next weekend, and I am just now getting to the point where I take him places with me. Just now, where like I go to brunch and like I'll go with him. Mm-hmm. So like I'm just now incorporating him into my every weekend. My husband has been working every Saturday for the past month and a half. So it's sort of forced me and him to have our Saturdays together and making him part of my, you know, I haven't gotten my nails done with him, which I think like that's my next thing to attack, but going, you know, not stopping him from actually doing our weekend or doing life. Cause I've was like that. I would just either call a sitter or just like not go anywhere just to stay with him at home. So I'm just now getting there.
I've always done it.
Yeah, I know you.
I just have to, you know, like it's just, I mean, it gets easier. It's getting easier. And then it gets easier and they see, you know, Chris is very like protective with Eduardo.
Yeah.
Not Sabina, with Eduardo. But, you know, like after you left, like I held her hand and they walked with me and they were cool.
Yeah.
But I think it's like the excitement of like, oh, we're all together. Let's have fun. That they're just like getting a little crazy. So that was crazy. That was crazy. But yeah. But I think what I'm really doing now is just really focusing on time for myself.
That's good.
I had like a breakdown in the middle of the week one night and I just told my husband to take the baby and I slept by myself like for a few hours. And then when she was crying, then I went to get her because I was like, I just really need some time for myself. And then I started running.
What does time by yourself mean?
So that night, what I did was, it was late and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, so I text Jackie and I was like, hey, are you up? She said, yeah. I said, can I call you? She was like, yeah. So then I called her and I was like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, you know, talking to her, telling her what was going on.
She also is a mom of three.
She was like, wait, let me get a glass of wine. And I was like, okay, let me get a glass of wine. So then I got a glass of wine. I closed the door of my office and I talked to her for like an hour and a half and we just like talking and
that's great.
You know, that. And then after that, I lay down and I went to sleep by myself and I put some music and I was just by myself. It was like a space for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then
in your house.
In my house. Mm-hmm. And then that we had decided to do the 5K and I didn't even think about it. I just was just like, all right, 6 a.m. Bye. Figure it out, Ramiro. And he was great. I mean, he took the kids to swimming class and he took them to breakfast and he took them to a birthday party, the three of them. So we have to figure out how to do it with the three of them. So I was just like, I'll see you at 1. And then when I came back, he didn't even say bye. He just ran out of the door like, peace. I was like, okay, you know, so that's my time just by myself. And then tomorrow we're leaving for one night.
That's great.
His birthday. So aww, I'm excited. That's fun. I'm really excited for that. So I'm making whatever time I can for myself a priority because if not, I'll just go crazy.
Yeah, which is what we're talking about today. Agatha Achindu is in the studio with us today. Ooh, we had a great interview with her. She is the founder of Yummy Spoonfuls, an organic baby food brand. She's a contributor to the Washington Post. She's a speaker. She's been featured on the Today Show, CNN, Fortune, CBS, you name it. She is just all around calmness, amazingness, just goodness. Just when you think of like goodness and heart and just joy like and purity and just that's her. Yeah. So she's here to talk to us about self-care and the importance of just really taking care of our bodies and not so much about dieting and not so much about, you know, quote unquote eating healthy because we all know we should, but I don't know. I think it's just like a realization that like when you generally get to a place where you love yourself, there's no reason why you should be putting crap in your body.
True.
And just like a journey of loving yourself and a journey of making ourselves a priority, you know, and she just dropped so much knowledge and just so much love and passion for what she does in this episode. I think you guys are really going to love
and it's enjoy amazing. It. Amazing. It's also about trusting your journey and looking at things from a different perspective. I think like she really spoke to me on this one and I really appreciate everything she told us.
Yeah, she's amazing. Great. Well, without further ado, here is our interview with Agatha Achindu. Agatha, welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, I'm my
super
gosh.
Excited.
Thank you for coming.
Oh my so God, exciting. Thank you for since I first heard you speak and the passion that you portray about what you do, it was so inspiring. You know, there's very few people in the world who get to love what they do and who get to speak of a place of passion, and you were that person. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's just so fabulous.
Plus, I love the story how you started, your house and everything.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I honestly feel so strongly about this as a mother.
Right.
It's not, I don't feel special. I just know that as a mother, I had to do this because then who else?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So you are from the club. You're like from my sister's club, the club of three, of mom of three kids, because she has three kids and you have three kids.
Yes. 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 Yeah.
How old are they?
I have a 26-year-old, an 18, and a 13. Oh. All of them boys.
Ooh, I have girl, all you girls. You are never going
to
be alone.
We need to connect. mine are a little bit older. Yeah, now.
They're always going to take care of you, right? They're always going to take care of you.
Yeah.
I get that. You were a speaker on We'll Grow a few times now.
Yes.
Most recently for the We'll Grow Summit, and you spoke on Wellness Day.
Yeah.
And your panel was about food for your soul. Yeah. The name of the panel was A Food for Your Soul and a Holistic Approach to Nourishing Your Body. And I loved, number one, the title, but I also loved the message that went around it, because sometimes we just get so like, the way, like the pressure of eating healthy always gets categorized with losing weight.
Yeah.
And I hate that. You know, it's not like we should look at food not to lose weight, but to nourish our soul.
Yes.
And I think you have such a great message about that. Can you elaborate a little bit about?
I think it's really important because when we talk about wellness, people automatically think that it's only what's on your plate.
Right.
Oh.
But food is actually secondary, because you can eat as healthy as you want to eat, as clean, but then you still don't feel good. You still are not that healthy, because then there is the spiritual side of it. There is the financial side of it. There is the emotional side of it. There is the love side of it. There is the relationship side of it. Those are all the things that comes together to keep us healthy.
Right.
So it's not just the weight. And the way I look at it, I said, if we come to a place that we truly are happy, like we have joy, there are things that you won't just do. Say you come back from work and the family is there and you're happy to be back home. The place, you're not going to go into the freezer to look for junk food, right? You're going to take the time to kiss somebody, to be happy, to talk to somebody about your day. Food would be the last thing. So even when we're thinking about nutrition, which March happens to be National Nutrition Month, right? So it's an important month for us to really be talking about this. We need to look at food in a wider range. Like, we cook to nourish our body. Let's forget about weight. When we start doing all the right things, even weight would fall in secondary place. It will be aligned. Happen. Yes.
Right. I actually always struggle with my body image growing up, right? Like, I was the person that was in 1,001 diets. I was the person that did all these like pills and all these things growing up. And I recently, like, I started drinking like a lot of greens more. Now I'm breastfeeding, all of that. Yeah. And I have felt so much better. My stomach is so much better. I just feel good. And my body, the more I notice that the more of those greens that I'm starting to put inside, my body wants more of those greens and it craves more of those greens. Things that never happened to me before, okay? I wanted chips. I wanted all this. But now...
I mean, I still want those chips, girl.
Yeah, but like, but honestly, like, the other day I went shopping and I was like, oh, let me try this like sweet peas. And I did. And yesterday I was just munching on them and I was like, you would have never seen me doing this before.
Yeah.
But I feel like the more you eat good, the more your body wants it.
Yep. Right?
Yeah.
And you actually nailed it. The one thing, because something that we all do, you see somebody looking a particular way and you're like, oh, what are you doing? They're like, oh, I am on this diet.
Right.
And you jump on it. There is no one diet that works for everybody.
Yeah.
Because we are all individuals, right? What works for you would not work for me.
Right.
It might even be poison to me. It won't even connect. Mm. So we have to find the things that works for our own body.
Right.
And you can never go wrong by eating real food, because that's what our body can process easily.
Right. True.
I'm not saying we shouldn't eat chips. You can eat your chips.
I love my chips.
But then you can flood it with the good stuff. Right. You can always flood it with the good stuff. And even when you're doing the chips, you have to be conscious what's in it.
Yeah.
when you really find that inner joy that you love your body, mm-hmm. you start thinking about the things
that you put in it. That makes so much sense. Tell me a little bit about your journey on how you even got to thinking like this, and when did you have that like moment when you were like, ah, you're right. Like, it's all like a ladder. It's all like connected, right? Because, I mean, I never even thought about it that way mm-hmm. until you just said it right now. Like, if everything is aligned, of course you're not going to reach for bad, because then you love yourself so much and you respect your body that you're like, why even putting this inside? Why even drink? I mean, not that, you know, a glass of wine here and there, but you know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
Like, why are you putting that poison
it's fruit.
In you?
It's grapes.
Yeah. It's grapes, fermented grapes. But you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing like drinking a glass or like just binging, you know, for a day. Yeah. So like, it's like, if you really are in a place like that, like, why are you, what is it that you're looking for with that? How did you get to this place?
I think I'm one of the exceptions because a lot of people, they come to wellness from something bad. Like, oh, I used to be sick, or somebody I knew had diabetes or cancer or something. I, on the other hand, I grew up on a farm. So when I moved to America, I came from a very different food culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just knew that even coming from a third world country, the issues that we had that I was seeing in America, we didn't have in a country that we didn't even have the type of medicines, right? They have all these allergies. You had so many people sick all the time. True. And I knew it had to do with the food because, I mean, it's common sense. Something that just comes fresh from the garden. You don't have to be a scientist or a nutritionist to really get this at this level, that when you eat something fresh and when you cook something for hours and hours, the fresh is more nutritious. Mm-hmm. So that was always my thing. Like somebody in college, somebody would be like, oh, I love your skin. I'm like, oh, it's just the way I eat. And, you know, it's
what cream are you using?
You know,
I'm eating broccoli.
But it's funny how at that early age, you had so many people that will come to me like, oh, okay, I want to eat how you're eating. And so from the early 90s, I would say, oh, what are you making? They're like, oh, we're going to make fried chicken. I'm like, oh, don't worry. Let me show you how you can bake the chicken in the oven. And it would taste the same. Even French fries. Like if you go on my IG page, I would post a French fry that I made in the oven. And sometimes you would see 44,000 likes on it, right? Because people are like, there is no way. This is not fried in oil. I'm like, you can... Healthy, good for you food can
you
be made.
Cook for me?
Oh, anytime. I mean, that's why. I mean, I try so hard to share recipes on my personal page because I know a lot of moms struggle with how to make healthy food on the busy schedule and to also make it affordable.
Right.
That was the thing. Like, I used to teach moms. So this is a whole different story. I used to teach moms how to make food for their babies.
Let's take it back there. Let's see how you got started because we jumped a whole thing. People are listening to you and they're like, wait, what? Wait, other country, great skin. Like, she's a business owner. I don't get it. Let's talk a little bit about how you got, like, where did you grow up? How did you end up doing this?
So I grew up partly in Nigeria and in Cameroon. Mm-hmm. Then I went to college in Canada and then moved to the United States for college and later on moved to Atlanta. But when I became a parent, I shifted from really just teaching adults how to eat and really started focusing on teaching parents how to feed their babies.
Right.
And I remember walking into a hospital once. I'm like, I want to offer a class. And they're like, oh, what's your business? I'm like, I don't have a business. I'm just an angry mother. I think I can help. You know? And that little group of moms, like on the weekends, we would make two meals. It could be peas and squash. And then I'll share it with everybody. And they would always come back. Like, you know, even when I go cook at home, I swear, my kids don't like it when I cook. They only like when you cook. And, you know, I realize it's the convenience that they want, right? Like mm-hmm. they want this type of wholesome, healthy food. But they didn't really just have the time to make it because honestly, who does?
Right.
It's hectic.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2006, I launched Yummy Spoonfuls
mm-hmm.
because...
out of your house?
It was, no, when I launched, I actually had to, and it's so funny because the guy who was working then at the Department of Agriculture helped me to find a kitchen because you can cook from your home.
Were you living at this point? Where were you living?
I was living in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yes, this was 2006, and I've been in Atlanta for a long time. I used to teach them on the weekends. I would take my free time to teach. I never charged anybody on how to do this. But the question that used to just bug me was, why wasn't anybody doing this? Why wasn't anybody making food like this from scratch?
Like real food?
Yes, commercially, right? Okay. Why? Because at our home, when you make food at home for your baby, even for yourself, the leftovers, where do you keep it?
Yes.
In the freezer. Yes. You don't pasteurize it. You don't sterilize it and keep it on the pantry, right? And it was almost like we had it the opposite way in America. Adults had the best of food. And then the babies, it was like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so I needed to switch that around. So in 2006, I launched Yummy Spoonfuls. I took everything we owned to launch that company. Because
when you
I
say
believe,
everything, did you literally like sell things? Did you dip into every savings you had? Like, how was that for you?
I actually
and
have.
How scary was that for you? And like, how did you even convince your husband and your family that that was going to happen?
I believe that God actually looks at your life, your life path, and put the right people in it. That's how I believe my husband is a gift, because when I say I took everything we owned, I'm not kidding. Wow. I did an interview with, I think it was Fortune magazine, and they wrote my story. I'm a 401k, everything. So it was a gamble that if it never paid off, we lost everything.
Right.
And at one point we actually did, because we had nothing. Like literally nothing.
That's a good husband.
That's scary.
He is.
So tell me a little bit more about from the moment that you launched, I mean, it's been how many years now?
Oh, that was 2006.
So 12 years. It's a 12-year progress to where you are today.
It is. And so my story is a little bit different because I pray a lot and I just believe that God has a purpose for my life. There were times when things would be so crazy and then he would show a little light. Like there was always a sign, like, you know what? I got you. It's getting better. But we were walking. There were days that I would go to the kitchen and we would work nonstop for 18 hours cooking, you know, because it was just us and others. Then we were in Whole Foods. And
when you mean us, is you and your husband?
Me and my husband.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And he still had his job. So he would go work because bills had to be paid.
Yeah.
People don't realize how hard it is to start a business.
Yeah.
It's hard. And
actually people do realize, and that's why a lot of them don't do it, because it's scary. It's really scary. And then once you're in it, you're like, oh my God, it's actually harder than I thought. Is this going to work? Is this not going to work? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Should I just quit? Do you know what I mean? Because it's just, you can't have, I think somebody told me this once and stuck with me so much. You're doing this because you want flexibility, because you want to live life on your own terms. You're doing this because you want all this. Do you think these things are easy? Do you think like it's easy to make up your own schedule? Do you think that if it was easy, don't you think everybody would be doing it?
That's right.
It's not.
No.
It's not.
That's why I tell anybody who asks me this question, to me, the most important thing, if you want to start a business, you have to look for something that you would do for free.
Oh,
that you feel so passionate about. That's how Yummy Spoonful is for me. I've never looked at it as a business. To me, it's a gift.
Love it.
I want to make a difference in the lives of children. That's my thing. Today, it's making money. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. But it wasn't about that. So if you are passionate about something, no matter how hard you work, at the time you're doing it, it never really looks like
work,
right? Because you have the joy in you. And I think that's the only reason I didn't die in this process. No, I kid you not. This was hard. Like, it was really hard, this process. You know what I mean?
I believe it.
Yes.
And were there times that you really just wanted to give up?
Of course, yes. I remember the thing that I remember in my mind in 2009. Oh my gosh. I don't want to cry about all this craziness.
If you cry, that's fine.
It was hard. Like in 2009, we had nothing, right? I'd used all our money. I'm sitting there looking at my husband. And I asked him, I'm like, should I just give it up and go back? Because I used to make a lot of money. You know, I was in IT. I was an executive making six figures. We would travel to Paris and everywhere. And all of a sudden, we had, this was 3 years into it, right? This is 2009. And I looked at him, I'm like, should I just go back? And he's like, why? You're doing good. You should do it. But my husband was sitting, my two sons, and we literally, I was counting pennies to go to the grocery store that I had to walk because we didn't even have the money to buy gas. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh my God. But that 2009, there was a magazine out here in California called Cookie Magazine, mm-hmm. like a shishi parenting magazine. Mm-hmm. They reached out to us that we should send sample. They are doing like a testing of all the baby foods in America. And I'm like, please, like, you know, I was just, I'm not going to send it because some big company is going to just buy this thing. And my husband is like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Like, just send it.
Right.
So we had sent the samples without even thinking about it, months and months. So that day that we had this conversation, the very next day, I got a call that they want to do my story on CNN.
Wow. What?
That's how God works.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
That Amen. Is how God works.
Yes.
And we, because somehow for all the baby food that they tasted, Yummy Spoonfuls won as best baby food out of all the leading brands.
Wow.
If you can think that our packaging was handmade, everything was done by hand. So there was nothing fancy about what we did. We had no marketing. We had nothing. But we won over all these $1 billion and $1 million baby food companies in the United States. Wow. And they did that story on CNN.
And did that just change everything?
That did.
Wow.
But that's just to answer that when you fully trust in God and you believe in the path for your life, things happen. That was just that reminder for me. Like, I told you, I got this. Relax. And I've had moments like that, right? Moments and moments when things will go wrong. But then my faith has gotten to a place where I just know that when it goes wrong like this, it's because it's about to get better and bigger.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. I love that way
you're
that you're explaining.
You're
going
to make me want to cry.
I know, like, thank you so much. I just feel like you're speaking to me. I'm like, thank you.
Because, are you serious? Yeah, I'm happy.
No, because I feel I'm like happy. A lot of us don't see it like that. I feel like a lot of us are like, damn, like, I feel like a lot of us see it like when something's really good, we're like something bad's about to happen.
Yeah.
And like what you just said, it's life changing. Like, you know, whenever something really bad is going to happen, like, just know that something really good's about to happen.
Yeah. People don't realize there is no darkness without light.
Yeah.
And I try to share this because people think when they see social media, they don't realize that, oh my gosh, there are days when it's so hard, you know, but have faith. If you believe and if you're doing something that you're making a difference, it really works. That's what I believe. And my life is a testimony, right? That it works. Look at me.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so.
You guys
times-
are worse than I am. No. You all are crying.
I just think there's like sometimes we always talk about the good, which it's great because we need to learn to celebrate our accomplishments, but we forget the times when we had nothing. Like, you know, my parents declared bankruptcy years ago. Yep. We lost everything. I went from like driving a Porsche to literally taking the bus every single day.
That's right.
And I always knew in my heart it was temporary.
Yeah. That's right.
I always, like, I would get on the bus every day Literally, like, I have PTSD when I hear, like, the bus inside, like, the voice in the bus, because I'm like, oh my God, those are horrible times.
Yeah.
Not that it was horrible riding the bus. A lot of people do it for pleasure because they're not like, it's the cool thing to ride the bus.
That's right.
But when have no other option but to ride the bus because you have no money,
that's
it's a different experience.
Yep.
And I would always be there, and I would always know in my heart, this is just for right now. Yep. This is temporary. Like,
that's right.
This is going to pass. Eventually, it's going to work out. And I had to tell myself that every single day. Otherwise, you know, it's really hard to be at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And I thank you for bringing that stuff up because people talk about the greatness and it's like, I always knew it and it just worked out, you know?
Yeah, no.
But that's faith.
Oh, yes.
Faith. Because like what she was saying, it's like when there's bad things and then something, you know, God shows you the light.
Yeah.
Those are just things that build that faith muscle because then next time you know that it'll be okay. Like, you know, when you say this too shall pass and you're like, whatever. No, it does.
It really does pass. Yes. Yeah. I had shared a post on Instagram that I talked about one time I had to make a decision about putting gas in the car or buying food. And I said, the reason I'm sharing this is because we are all isolated in our struggles. Mm-hmm. And you think yours is the worst.
Yeah.
But you have to believe that someone else is going through something like this and it does get better.
Yes.
It at some point, it really comes to us making choices and just knowing that this is part of your path and it too shall pass.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I had to make a choice to walk 4 miles one way to a grocery store and shop than waste the money on gas because I would rather cook than eat fast food. Right?
Yeah.
Those are choices that I made. But struggles, if you are a Christian like I am, you really have to believe it really does pass. And the more you trust and the more you believe and keep your heart clean and open, the blessings come.
Yeah.
I am a testimony of how God works.
Yes. Amen. I didn't even know this is where we're gonna go on, by the way.
I know.
Because but I was talking about healthy eating it. And then all of a sudden
no, but it's about nourishing your soul.
That's
wellness.
Nourishing your soul.
Yes.
That's wellness.
Yeah.
But to me, it's important that as parents, especially us mothers, because we are the ones who really make the decisions at home.
Oh, yeah.
100. To help our children, to train them from day one to eat healthy. So we can give them a legacy of wellness because we all know somebody who has some type of chronic illness that has to do with their lifestyle. Yeah.
Yes. So true. From everything, right? Even from not living the life you want to live, it can create so much turmoil inside you.
Yes.
And manifest itself in so many other ways to like what you're nourishing your body, your soul. I love the way you put that.
Yeah.
How can we transfer this to our children? And I only tell you this because you know you have 3 children and you already know how hard it is. And I know we speak of, you know, of healthy eating and cooking instead of fast food. We live in a place where we're, you know, like the other day I had to just order takeout. I have to admit to myself that there are going to be days where I'm going to have to buy food.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Also not knocking myself down for that one day or not being hard on myself. And knowing that like if it's once in a while, it's really not going to be, you know. But I wanted to talk to you about something that I think you may agree with me that I really want to share with moms. You know, and there's a chef that I follow on Instagram. I'm sure all of you guys follow her. Her name is Chef Marcela. Her kids eat everything. And she, you know, and she has a garden in her house. And people are always like, well, how do you get your kids to eat everything? Like if there's like a magic thing, like how? How can I get it? And I think it was you that posted something too that says like, well, when that's the only choice, what is there to be picky about?
Right.
Yeah.
And then it hit me. It really starts with us moms.
Yeah.
Us super mamas. We have to change the way we eat if we want to change the way our children eat. That's need to make quality choices. We need to make sure that we change, that we nourish our bodies the right way. Because slowly but surely, that quesadilla is going to turn into a potato or sweet potato mash with broccoli that that's you right. may think it's so far ahead, like that's never going to happen. That's not going to be me. But if it becomes you, it will become your children.
That's right. If you follow me, if you go to my page, you would see my boys. They eat everything from raw okra. Yes. And it's funny because I have an accent. So usually when they were younger, when we go to the park and someone will see how they eat, they're like, oh, well, American kids don't eat like that. The only reason your kids are eating like that because you guys are from Africa. And I'm like, now they've never been. At that point, they were younger. Like, they haven't even been to Africa. I'm like, now they were born right here.
They were actually down the street.
Yes. I'm like, no. But we have to remember that our children are only as good as the choices available to them. Mm-hmm. We don't have to feel guilty that now and then we do takeout. That's normal. The difference becomes when now and then it's every day.
Yeah.
Our kids cannot strive on those type of foods. It's science has proven
we
it.
We can't strive on those kinds of foods. Yeah. And they're starving to us.
Yes. And our kids want to be us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They look up to us. And the other thing,
we're their also, heroes.
The other thing is that we don't try enough. You would give a child broccoli 1, 2, 3 times and they don't like it and you give up.
You give up, yeah.
Studies have shown that for some children, it takes 99 tries.
Oh, God.
Yes.
99 problems.
Yes. So 99, you have to try that particular thing over and over for that long.
That's true.
Yes. And I also believe even when you're this busy, make time, even if it's once a week, that you come to the table to eat. Yes. Food is not just for the nutrients. It's the love that it brings. It connects the family together.
Right.
It doesn't have to be something fancy. Mm-hmm. You can make rice and beans and put on your table. And you and your little family, whether it's 2, 3, 4, 5, you eat together. Because I used to ask myself, I said, what is it that in my country where people don't have as much money as they have in America, why is everybody so happy? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it connects to me. It's how we live.
Yes.
In the evenings, we all come together and eat, no matter how little. And there is storytelling. Everybody's happy. That's what feeds the soul. So make time to eat together and only bring home the things that you're happy, that you want your kids to eat. Once in a while, when you go out and buy the fast or the junk, it shouldn't be something that's at your home all the time that your kids can easily reach it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
True. Look at food as medicine.
Yeah.
And believe that you can train. It's training. Just like you potty train your kids. For some kids, you guys know.
Yes, yes.
I have 3 and they all have different potty stories. Like some would be 1, some would be 2 years, some would be 3. It takes, you know, that's how we have to look at food. Yeah. But it's such an important component of who we are.
Yeah.
We can pass this on to our children. Mm-hmm. Let's help them do better and be better.
Oh, thank you. That is so true. Thank you. And I also, you know, I just need to say this because I often when we talk about subjects that are this, because this is hard to hear for some moms.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
I want you guys to know this, all this conversation, everything we're talking about comes from a place of love.
That's right.
And a place where we just want everyone to be better.
Yes.
That's
right. You know,
right.
We want the best for the moms, for our community, for, you know, we reach Latina moms, you know, like, it's like we want our communities to rise up.
Yeah.
We want our communities to be better. And this is the kind of information we need to pass down. This is the information that you guys need to open your hearts to and not fight it, not fight the message and be like, but this, but that, but I can't, but it's hard. There's always going to be those. I have to say it just because I don't want it to come off like we're judging or we come from that place. It comes from a place of love, girls.
We can't judge. It's so funny because I have been working with an organization. I don't know if, I mean, you guys might be familiar with this, but SNAP, which is like the food stamp that we use.
Mm-hmm.
The farm bill that is being passed this year, they are trying to cut the funding for SNAP, which a lot of parents rely on to feed their children, right? Yeah. Because it's where we are. Some of us can afford, some of us can't. Yeah. But something like SNAP, there is an organization, and hopefully you would have all these links.
Oh, so we are going to have parents.
It's food, yeah, food policy action. So they can go, parents can go there and see how their elected officials are voting, because sometimes we don't connect the food that we eat on the table with the people that we send
to the house.
Yeah, to represent us. It's so important. So many of us at one point, I use food stamp. So these things, for those of us who are out there, whether you're not using it today or you're using it, we need to really come together to make sure that in this America, this country that we are today, no child should go to bed hungry.
Sure.
Amen.
And some of these things has to do with the policies. Yeah. So we have to see how we can help. Sure. Whether it's signing, whatever it is, these things don't cost us money. Mm-hmm. But I'll share all this information so we can put it out there.
Please. Yes, sure, definitely. Yeah. Well, let's take a break and come back with our last segment. We'll be right back. We're back. We're back with this story because we just found out she's 50 and like I my mind is blown.
Me okay.
I like literally spilled my water.
This woman looks so good.
And then I was like, wait, I need to go plant-based. And then Paulina was like, are you vegetarian? And then she's like, no. And I'm like, all right, so tell me what's up.
No, so it's very interesting though. I'm not vegetarian. However, the way I try to eat how we were brought up, as kids growing up, we didn't eat meat every day.
Mm-hmm. True.
Meat was something that would be on the weekends or holidays.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So during the week, it's rice and beans, it's plantains and vegetable. It was plant-based. It wasn't a food philosophy that we had. It was just how we ate.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing I try to do. And even, as crazy as this is going to sound, for about 3 years, we didn't eat meat just because I couldn't afford the type of meat that I like. Yeah. Right?
So thank we just, you. Yes, you can't afford grass fed.
Yes.
Veggies.
Yes.
I always say, I'm vegan, but like, I'll fuck with meat.
That's right. But that's the best way to treat your body.
Yeah, that's my philosophy.
Yes.
I'm vegan.
When you crave it, I'll fuck with meat. Yeah, when you crave it, whatever your body needs, if you provide it to your body, it's just good, because your body starts really asking for the right things if you're treating your body right.
Yeah. And you gotta listen to your body, right? Because like, you know, my little sister and I were eating bad for a few days, and like immediately our body was like, oh my God. So as soon as we got home and then we started eating again, I feel good. So you listen to your body.
That's right.
Gotta be attuned to your body.
That's right.
All right, Agatha, what are you currently obsessed with? What are you obsessed? And you're just like obsessed with, and it could be anything from like.
So
what are you obsessed with?
The thing that I am obsessed with right now is the farm bill. So I went all the way to Oklahoma City. I met with Feed the Children.
Damn, girl, you are just doing life. You just have purpose.
It really does feed my soul. It really does feed my soul, because I am trying to be as purposeful as I can be with the life that God has given me.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I don't go party. I can party hard. But this month, this is what I feel so strongly about, because no child. Children don't choose where they are born into.
Mm-hmm.
And so they shouldn't be judged by, oh, you're hungry, you're poor, you're this. The one thing that every child should feel equally about has to do with food, because they need food to strive.
True.
Yeah.
So that's where my heart is this time. And I'm asking every mom out there, whatever it is that you can do to help a parent who doesn't have food for their kids. Yes. Reach out and do it.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You don't need to, in our community, I tell my friends, I tell everybody, you don't need to be making millions to make a difference.
True.
Yes.
In your community, you can make a difference. That's how we grew up. Mm-hmm. You know, you cook, you call the next person, they mm-hmm. come and eat. Yes. Food should be something that we share.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen.
Oh. Yes. I love it. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Paulina?
Well,
and you want to follow that up?
I know. I'm like, well, I guess one of the things that has been working for me as far as my kids, because I am trying, I'm really actively trying to, you know, have my kids eat better, is I think it's just like what you're saying, you know, a muscle. Like I said, we changed our milk to almond milk. And then they didn't want to do it. And I just had it, you know, every day I would offer it. And then now, it's been probably like a month. They drink it.
Yes.
And it's about consistency. And yes. So what I'm doing every day is like I'm sending vegetables in the lunch every day. And every day they're like, no. But the little one already started eating it. Yes. So like I'm just going to keep doing it. You know, you just got to keep sending it. And then one day they're going to eat it. They're going to taste it. And I was talking to my daughter actually yesterday and I was telling her, I'm like, well, you got to taste it. How do you know you don't like it? You just got to taste it. And I said, when I was a kid, my mom would make fresh water every day. I said she would make agua de naranja, limón, like every fruit that she found. Like, I'm like, so tell me, what are your favorite fruits? And she said, well, I think I like watermelon. I said, well, I can make watermelon agua. And she's like, okay. So, you know, I think like we gotta, sometimes we just want to give them whatever we want, but I guess we gotta make them involved. And then little by little, like they'll tell us what they want and they'll tell us what they'll want to eat. So I would just say consistency and just keep trying.
That is the number one key. You just had it. Keep trying and being consistent and be very conscious when you go out to shop. Our kids don't shop. We shop.
Mm-hmm.
So bring things at home, again, that you would want them to eat, and read the labels.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you the damage that chemicals play in the body of our children.
Oh. Yes.
Ooh. A lot of us as adults, we're suffering from it.
Yep.
Take the time, read the label. If you don't understand what it is, then your child's body is not going to understand.
Yeah.
That's why I love Yummy Spoonful, seriously, because, you know, it's not only baby food. Like my 3-year-old, I buy them and I freeze them. And then I was telling you in the morning, I put it on her lunch. And by the time it's lunchtime, it's not. What was it? Defrosted,
yeah.
And then she loves it, and it's like her treat, and she doesn't even know that she's eating vegetables and fruits.
Yeah. You know the good thing? We are actually, in October, we're going to have food for up to 5 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yes. What I love about Yummy Spoonfuls is just the love that goes into it.
I can see it through your eyes.
Yes. Just the love. We make food the same way you make it at home. Not even citric acid or ascorbic acid. And it never, till this day, even when I go to conferences and speak with big manufacturers and big retailers, I still ask the question, why is this not the way that every baby food is made?
Yes.
We know what's right. We know what's better.
Why?
We can make money doing things right. Why are we selling food that sits on the shelf for 3 years?
Yes.
To feed our children. But it's changing because you're seeing now there's a lot of companies coming now making food like we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you. Because every baby food company out there
should be like that.
If they are not making food like Yummy Spoonfuls is making it, don't touch it.
Yeah. Get out the way.
Yes.
Get Preach. Out the way.
Woo! Yes.
I don't even know how anyone can follow up when you speak, but here I try to go. So I am obsessed with my notes app on my phone. And I didn't, you know, you try to find so many apps on how to get organized. And I forgot I have the notes that just comes with your phone.
Yes.
And I made a master grocery note that I share with my husband. You know, both of us have iPhones. So I took the time to sit down and I made inventory
of everything that I have in my pantry and everything that I want in my fridge. And I categorize it to, because I already know the Whole Foods I go to. For the moment we walk in, I already know, like, it's like categorized by sections, not by like fruits and then vegetables, but like, but by the way the store.
Yes.
And it's called my master grocery list. And then I made them into like check marks. So before I go to the store, or as soon as I know something ran out, I uncheck it. Yeah. So anytime either me or my husband are in the store, we can pull up the list and we know what's missing and what we have.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, look, yeah. I'll show it to you.
Please show me. That's fantastic.
And some of them have like brands because I already know which one it is.
That's a fantastic
idea. Yes. And I am not starting to put the price next to it, so I know when things go up in price and things go down in price.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I copy that from her. That's a really great tip.
And that way, like, we take inventory. So every time before we go into the grocery store, I don't overbuy or underbuy.
Yep.
And my son already knows, like, we go together and we kind of, you know.
Yep.
I'll share this. I'll take a screenshot of it and, like, send it to you.
Yeah, so,
like,
that's fantastic. Like,
what's unchecked is what you're missing?
What's unchecked is what I'm currently missing.
Yep.
And that way, when I go to the store and buy it, I'll just put a check mark on it.
That you have it now.
And I have it now. Yeah.
I wrote.
And it's in real time. So,
yep, so you can update
share
it
with as many people as you can.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I will send you a link. I did an article. I wrote an article for Washington Post about feeding our 5 things you can do to really make your pantry. And when I talk about pantry, is the dry, is the refrigerator to make it kid friendly, healthy.
Oh, love. Yes,
I will share that article with you guys.
Please.
That was a good article because especially when I talk, I always remember I have been in both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
I've been without a penny and I've been with a lot of pennies. So I can always just talk from the middle.
Yeah.
Like there are things, no matter how broke we are, we can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's just to plan a little bit. Make a list. The foods that are important. And to me, where we need to pay the most attention are the food that our kids eat every day. Like mm-hmm. the breakfast things. Mm-hmm. In my house, we don't even do cereal.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, we don't do cereal. And people always like, I share all type of, you can batch, make pancakes. Mm-hmm. Right, you can make waffles. We don't even, when we do white flour, the bleach flour, you know, it's a wedding cake. I've shared all type of recipes of how to use 100% whole wheat and make pancakes that's fluffy. You wouldn't even know the difference.
Yeah.
Right? Because these are all the things that our kids need to strive. The price between the whole wheat flour and the regular flour might not even be 50 cents.
Yes.
But people are so used to buying that white flour that's bleached is deprived of all the nutrients.
Yeah.
Especially for us minority. We need to be speaking to our own
people.
Community.
Yes.
Our community.
Because we suffer a lot from this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you have $10, if that's all you have and you're going into it, I don't care if it's a Walmart, if it's a dollar store, be looking at the labels and look at that list of the things that you want, the things that are nutritious that you and your kids should be eating.
Yeah.
And stick to it. And all the fluff, just let it be.
Yeah.
Because there is so much crazy stuff out there that comes to the market just for money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care what it does to everybody that uses it.
Yeah, because at the end, it just provides more sickness and then people can buy medicines and that's a whole other business. So let's not get into that cycle because then we'll just get angry and we don't want to get angry.
Now,
we want to be happy.
It's coming from a place of love. We are happy. But if you're out there and you think, Mama, if you're honestly thinking like, oh, you can do this because things are so tight. Yes, you can.
Yep.
And I know it's tight. I have been there. And some days I'm still there. But you can make it work. Just prioritize the list of what's important and stick to it.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for being here. Your Instagram.
Dropping so much knowledge.
Yes. Your Instagram @AgathaAchindu.
Yes.
AGAT THAACHIND U. We will link it also on our Instagram and Yummy Spoonfuls, just at Yummy Spoonfuls. Anywhere else where they can find you, reach you, talk to you besides Instagram, your website?
Oh, I am. My website is agathaachindu.com.
Perfect.
And for Yummy Spoonfuls is yummyspoonfuls.com.
Amazing.
And I have a blog.
Oh.
I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter.
You're everywhere.
I am everywhere.
Spreading your, I'm spreading your love. There.
I'm spreading my black magic dust.
Yay!
Love it.
And us?
Find us at _supermamas on Instagram and Twitter, Supermamas Podcast on Facebook, and supermamas.com.
And don't forget to get your tickets for the Supermamas Social. Yay! March 12th, 2018, supermamas.com. Supermamas Social is back for the third year.
Yay!
Better than ever. You have hard time finding mommy friends? Because we know it's hard to find mommy friends. Come to the social. Be open. Meet new friends.
Community.
Community. Be your husband. Be your children. Get educated, get inspired, and connect. Let's build.
It is so good.
Let's build.
What you guys do, because we all need, as moms, we need a tribe.
Yes.
And when you come to gatherings like this, you meet like-minded mamas like you.
Yes.
That you can go for play dates.
Yes. Yay.
Because it's hard being a mom.
It is.
It is hard being. Thank you. Yes, it is hard. We will see you next week, ladies. Super mamas. Bye. Ay Dios mío, este es un tema de espero.